Okay, Gene. Go ahead, Gene.
Ion, distinguish the black cloud from traditional data warehousing. Is the black cloud
one,
just a data warehouse?
One is in, no. One is inside the in, inside out, and the other one's outside in.
So the black cloud is outside in? Inside out. Tell me more. Okay, so compare dimensional modeling with the modeling of the black cloud. Distinguish the difference. Please.
Poor Bob's going to be so angry.
Why?
All your answers are in his inbox. We break down leptons and quarks and gluons and SU3Ss and M plus 1 on this side of a lepton and the SU2R. It's pretty fun.
Okay, so last week you were talking about the Rydberg ensemble, nonlinearity in a blockaded Rydberg ensemble. Is that applied to what Chad's doing at all?
Yes, but not in the way you're saying.
Okay, it's that multi-layer thing. It's on a different level. Correct?
Correct.
But that's dimensional modeling. That's multi-layered modeling. Is the mountain the data warehouse?
No, it's what props it up.
So tell me more about the stacking idea. The stacking is what props it up?
I don't think saying tell me more works, Gene. You got to have a particular question.
Well, Ion, stacking, the word stacking to me, I'm hearing that it provides a stable propping up foundation, and it also keeps the data private. You said Chad has all the numbers, has all the data.
Yes.
Can you give us some words to distinguish the mountain from the black cloud?
We're going to have to explain string theory, which is all wrong. It's all wrong. But until you get what's wrong with string theory, you won't get what he's doing. Bob's inbox is full, so we're having to put it on the kicker box.
Chat. Oh, cool. Okay.
We maxed out his bandwidth all of a sudden. Told you he's going to be mad.
What am I supposed to do with this stuff you're sending me?
You want to know everything. Well, there's everything. Happy birthday.
Send it to Chad and me, please.
Is it for them, Ion?
Hell, we don't care. Burn it up. We didn't set the world on fire. Let it go. Let it rip, tater chip.
Okay.
If you keep going, and it'll be get off the table, Mabel, that $2 was for beer.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back to my notes from last week here.
She's going to have to go get Walter Winchell to help. I can hear it now. News today. News flash for the day. This is our world as we know it, and the war has begun. The war has come. They have invaded Switzerland. Switzerland has invaded. ISIL has come over and has taken the world, and it's kind of all that we know that we got to know. We can't know how to know what we know. We don't even know what we know. That's the problem. What we don't know, we don't know. Now, back to you, Bob.
I'm going to switch the subject, Ion, because I came across this great website on the Statue of Liberty, connecting it to the Freemasons. On this site, okay, it's connecting the Statue of Liberty as a symbol of the Roman goddess Ishtar. And Isis was the name the Egyptians gave her. This website is explaining that Ishtar's legacy in Babylon was that she was the chief goddess of Babylon and all Babylonians. And the most famous and prominent during the time of Israel's nationhood was Baal. So Ishtar was connected to Baal.
Yeah. Everything is. It's not really Baal. They pronounced it Baal.
And his name meant Lord of the Air for his superior powers and supremacy of the air. It was claimed that he, as well as Ishtar and all the other deities, flew among and from the stars in heaven. Ishtar was also considered the mother of prostitution.
Well, they didn't invent that. And Shem Tov is pretty good, too.
To summarize all this, it's saying that there was a ritual. Ishtar was held in esteem because she had to approve of her lovers. And if she didn't approve of her lover, he was killed. And another lover was brought to her.
Bring me another lover. Bring me, rip the child from my uterus and bring me another lover. Yeah, that's right.
So it says that Ishtar gives to the kings the necessities to maintain authority and control. In return, the kings, of course, swear allegiance to Ishtar. So it's really reminding me of Bob and Carolyn. Carolyn is Isis, and Carolyn has to give approval to Bob for him to remain in authority and control.
Well, so, boy, that's a slippery slope. Every way you develop it, somebody wakes up with a sore bum hole.
Well,
wow, yeah. Well, you're saying, well, like, okay, as long as it ain't your bum, then it's okay. Is that what you mean? Oh, okay, we got that. No problem. Then by all means, carry on.
I guess I wasn't thinking of the bum hole at the moment. I understand.
Well, stitching or catching, now we're negotiating.
This one's also talking about Sitchin's take that the people from Nibiru came and had coitus or had intercourse with humans. So this site is suggesting that Ishtar was the Nibirian and she had to approve of her human mates.
You see, it's not quite that much. It was the action. The action is what had to be approved. It was the detail. Can you reach it? Can you do it? Can you get it? Can you what? Can you please me?
It
wasn't about
was
the personage.
Was it
satisfied? May you satisfy the me that you are describing?
So can Bob please Carolyn? Can Bob satisfy Carolyn on all levels?
No. No.
Well, we're looking for the second coming, darling. That's what we're looking for.
I haven't even come once. Remember that? I had one thing and half a cup.
You're right. And when Bob splits the eastern sky, you better look out then.
Hey, I do a rant on my half a cup.
Oh, no, we can't do that, Bob. We can't do that. Too far.
Half
we still haven't even got over you peeing sitting down.
Okay. Now,
that's terrible. Wait a second. Hold on one second. Bob, go wash them nasty hands. Where your mind takes them hands is terrible. Go wash them nasty hands.
What's wrong with them?
They're filthy, filthy, filthy.
No, they're not. Can't fool me. I know my hands.
It's where your brain takes your hands. It's what needs washing. Go wash your mind, then. Go wash your nasty mind. That's what's wrong. Your nasty mind makes you do things.
Yeah, because it sounds like you said you only got halfway through. They can't be that dirty yet.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Now, this site also talks, Roxy asked about what the seven spikes represented on the statue.
Well, you're dealing with the five wizards that run the different middle kingdoms. See, all your questions today seem to be running into the middle kingdom, which is sad because there's so much more. But you're running right back. Every level is how do we get out of the middle kingdom? How do we get in the middle kingdom? Tell us about the middle kingdom. Give us code to get us a bridge out of the middle kingdom. Why do we feel stuck in the middle kingdom? How does the middle kingdom keep us from completing? Why are we stuck in coitus interruptus because we can't get out of the middle kingdom? How can we please Carolyn finally completely outside of the middle kingdom? Apparently we can't in the middle kingdom, so we got to move out of that kingdom into the next kingdom. And once we get out of, go get Jenny Bell. That'll solve it all. That's it. Good. Go get Jenny Bell.
Okay, I don't see Jenny here, but since we're always, we've been running around her topic, so Roxy, would you like to build on this or go in another direction?
The kings, when they died, they were divided in three parts.
The three different kingdoms. See, we're right back. We're still right there in the middle kingdom. Good. Same thing.
Right.
Same good.
Mm-hmm. So they carved up the kings to divvy them up to the different kingdoms?
Well, you don't know that.
Well, she's talking about the kings being cut up. Is that what you're doing, Roxy?
She's trying to talk about the period of reunification. That's what she's trying to do. Where you take the, in the 12th dynasty out, you take the body parts off, and then you put them back together. That's what she's trying to do. But that's the middle kingdom, which is what we keep saying that you're talking about today, and we don't know why. But it's okay. But that's what everything from the 12th dynasty on is the middle kingdom.
But they believe
talking about
the
Egypt
king never
there.
Died. Yeah. Well, that's the kings of France that were related to the Egyptians. And they momentarily
Of course.
We already spoke about how the hearts of the kings were desecrated and sold to painters, Martin Rolling and...
No. This Menhotep. This is Menhotep. Menhotep the First. Menhotep the First. Menhotep the First. We're going to start there.
They thought by mummifying the kings.
No, Horus. No, Horus. No. No, Horus was the name to divide, or divine, but mostly it divides, the white crown, making the difference between the two Egypts. But that's why you're having trouble. You'd have these questions also, because until, see, you got Menhotep the first, second, and third, so that gets you all the way through.
Why would they mummify and divide the body of the king in three parts?
Because of Memphis. They had to get it. The old kingdom said it had to be done in Memphis. That's why they moved the capital back to Memphis. Middle kingdom. Cesarus undertook the campaign. It all took up all of Lower Nubia.
But in the Bible, you have the three kings in one. And I found it interesting that they divided also the body in three.
Well, it's vague because you don't have anything left from that kingdom. It's vague. You're right. Your words are correct, but they're vague because there's nothing to mark it to. You have no contrast to bring it to. But it was short. When the Delta broke up into the 14th dynasty, that's when you left. And then you had the Asiatic immigration. It was over because then it became Palestinian, as you say. That'll bring you up to Nefertep. Nefertep the first only.
Nefertep. I didn't catch that.
Which Nefertep? We're trying. Well, Google it. You can find it. It's where the shift.
Yeah.
It's the nomadic range, which then brought in Palestinia up into the 14th dynasty. This is the problem. You are now laying a trap for yourself out of the Middle Kingdom. It's the silliest thing that we've ever seen, ever, ever, ever. What's the matter with you people? You've now slipped back into the Middle Kingdom. But, okay, we'll get you out. It's a three-day journey. It's a three-day journey, but they took them 40 years to get out of it. I'll have to go back through Moab, and there you go.
Okay, but the seven spikes of the Statue of Liberty
is a clue to get you out of the Middle Kingdom.
Yeah, each is representative of one of the seven large land masses or continents of the world. That's Middle Kingdom, right?
Yes.
And each spike would flash occultic enlightenment to a continent on planet Earth.
You're going to open sympathetic magic.
Sympathetic what?
Magic.
Magic?
Magic. Yes.
Okay, you can't interrupt Roxy
called,
too much there. Back to Roxy.
Because he's called Nefer, that means God. Was he still aware of his divinity?
Numbers 22:36.
And that's the Revelations or what?
It's in Numbers. It's in the book of Numbers. That would be the books of Moses. That would be the Torah. That would be Old Testament. That would be real close to Deuteronomy 2:36 and Joshua 13. Bring us the bones of the Holy Roman Empire.
What's the topic? Why are you mentioning this?
Her question. We're answering her question.
Which question?
Nefer means God.
Nefer means God, okay.
But the kings of France claim they never
Amen.
Died, and when they died...
It's Amen. Amen. That's the problem. You take Amen out of the loop, then everything else is straight. See, that takes out all of the Canaanite idols, because the old idols had to be replaced with the new ones. And that's why the Phoenicians and the Carthians, we call it Syro-Phoenicians, pull back into this whole problem. So you got to go all the way to the nephew of Abraham, the first king of Moab, which was Lot. Lot was the first. Remember Lot's wife? She got fucked up in a salt bath. She stayed too long at the spa, running out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. See, that's what happened. So now you got to get all the way up to Sheth and Zippor, because you've got to find some way out of Balak, because Moab defeated and subjugated by the Israelites. That's what happened with Balak. And then Eglon, the corpulent, you got to bring him into the Benjamite back.
And you said that Roxy was Zippor, or whatever name you just said.
Yeah.
Zippor.
Zippor. She had some residence
in Edomite. An Edomite.
So are you saying all these names because it involves rocks in the Zippor?
We're trying to get you the son of Isaac. We're trying to get you to Esau. Y'all stuck. You got to get this. If you don't hurry up, Tisha B'Av, the feast of Tisha B'Av is going to come and go. And you haven't got through Yar yet. And the pasture does not include anything outside of Hadar. So there's nothing you can do. You can't get out. You got to get out of the Middle Kingdom. And that's what this is about. There's a moose loose.
Well, how
a
do you get out? What are
we're telling you already.
What are these people got to do with getting it out? What are we supposed to do? Memorize their names?
Every question you've asked only applies to Canaan and the Outer Banks of the Middle Kingdom. Of Edom.
And well, how do we get out of that?
And we don't know. We don't know why. That's the only question to ask. How about, is the sun shining in Pasadena, California? And ask that question today. That's a better question. The answer is yes, but it's going to be rainy this afternoon. But instead, we come back to, how can I get out of the inside parts that I can't get out of? How can I get the code? How can I get through the mountain? How can I get over the thing? You chain this step by step by step. It's amazing.
Well, we have asked these questions.
Okay. I changed the topic. Snowdown.
So move up to Iduma. Move up to Iduma. Iduma. Like the song, yeah. Like the song, but Edom.
Okay. What gets to be in your bonnet?
No, we're saying y'all are stuck in the Middle Kingdom. That's what we're saying.
You're being serenaded, I am.
That's the Adema.
Yeah, that's Adema. 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 That's I-D-U-M-A-E-A. It's Edom. See, we got to get you to Babylon. Bob keeps talking about Levant and coming back from Hebron, while the Romans are trying to call it Iduma. And they're right, because the Edomites, they've stayed there. And that's what's happening. Y'all are getting stuck from the western Judea. You got to get out of Egyptian control, because we already got rid of Egypt.
It sounds like you're panicking. You're going on about us trying to get out.
We're trying
to
get you out.
You won't tell
us.
Yeah, well, give us some advice. Give us a practice advice. What?
We have.
What? A list of names? You didn't give us any advice. You gave a bunch of names.
What I see is like Paris is it's a lot about Egypt, and Benin is a lot about Babylon.
What's about Babylon? Benin?
Berlin.
Berlin.
Hadar.
Hadar or Hagar?
D is in dam.
Yeah, Hadar. Yeah, but you're naming these names. What are these names referring to? Human beings?
Rulers that made it out of the Middle Kingdom. Chiefs of Edom.
The first part?
Chiefs
rulers
of Edom.
Of the Middle Kingdom. These are rulers. Okay, well, we don't need to hear their names.
Well, then get out of the Middle Kingdom by yourself. We're telling you, you've got to get something to mark this up. Because until you come to these Niger, the Pegarine, you got to get it together.
Well, all Roxy has to do is just change
saying.
The topic.
You've done it 8 times already, and every topic moves back into the Middle Kingdom, even from number
so
one.
This is a game. Okay, ask about NHL hockey or something to see if he can fit it back in the Middle Kingdom.
I want to know about Snowden. He published a weird quote, and then he erased it. What was that about? Some people thought maybe he was dead, but I think he's not dead.
Snowden published a weird code.
Yes, and some people say maybe that's something that will be automatically published in the case he's dead. But the code was erased, so they don't know what was that really about.
So what's
that,
Ian?
About?
Yeah, what is that about, Ian? Middle King?
Edward Joseph Snowden was trying desperately to encrypt the code, which would allow the access to exit the Middle Kingdom. And the code was Nosy Smurf, was his classic code.
Nosy Smurf.
Smurf was his code name.
Well, so you're saying that Roxy is muddling around in the Middle Kingdom.
Was as well.
He's out.
You don't have him. You want him, but you can't even have him. You know where he is. You know where he lives. You know it, but you can't blow his shit up. You can't reach him. He's not in the Middle Kingdom.
Oh, you're talking about Edward Snowden, the cryptographer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell you how to get out of the Middle Kingdom. Right.
Oh, she really changed the topic. So what, you switched to his
code? Then it went right back to Middle Kingdom, and you can't get him.
How do you get back into the Middle Kingdom?
The U.S. says Mr. Snowden should turn himself in for treason and releasing all the secrets. He says, fuck you, I'm out in the Middle Kingdom. I don't have to go. Matter of fact, this is the code name that gets me out of it. You can't do it. Da, 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 da.
I see the headline, encrypting Edward Snowden, it's time, tweet. Then bizarre coded message sparks fears, whistleblower has been captured. But what is going on, or you can't say, Ion?
He's not in the Middle Kingdom.
Is he captured?
No.
So he's not in the Middle Kingdom, and Roxy keeps floundering around in
bringing
the Middle
it
Kingdom.
Back to. Right.
Well, change the topic again, Roxy. See if you can get out of that. We've done Chad. Carolyn's voting for Chad to be brought in. Do you want to say something, Chad?
Well, he emailed.
Oh, what's he want?
He says he's on it like a bad
habit. Oh, okay. So we'll bring Chad in.
Hey, I was going to talk about that Edward Snowden code, but if you want to change the subject, you can.
He's going back to the Middle Kingdom.
Well, come on, Chad. Talk about it.
You're trying to get out, so that's okay. Good, good, good.
Trying to get out, Bob. Can't talk about that. Let's talk about...
Talk about the fucking Krypton Snuggle.
Okay. Krypton Snoggin Code. So, Ion, the Krypton Snoggin Code, without taking myself back into the Middle Kingdom, it's interesting that the beginning of the code started with, it's time. Is that what you read off, Bob? It said, it's time?
No, Citizen 4.
Like,
Citizen 4. Citizen 4.
No, it's time is in
four.
The headline. Oh. That was the first tweet.
Oh, okay, I thought it was in the code, because that's like the Conjure of Sacrifice. So is the Conjure of Sacrifice to get us out of the Middle Kingdom?
Yes.
Will the Conjure of Sacrifice get us out of the Middle Kingdom?
Citizen 4.
That sounds like a handle.
No.
I think it was his handle in the movie on him.
It's a historical documentary.
The documentary on him.
Give me an example of something that Edward Snowden does that outside of the Middle Kingdom.
He taunts the Middle Kingdom with information that they can't allow to be let out. And he gets it from the other kingdom, leaks it, and amazingly steps by and gets no trouble because he's not in that kingdom.
Okay.
Is he concerned about who's president? Is he pro-Hillary or pro-Trump? Or he doesn't?
He don't give a shit. He don't make. He's giggling. He's like you, Bob. He's laughing. Who the hell cares? Who the hell cares who's fucking Anderson Cooper? Nobody cares.
So is he accessing the cloud? Is that what he's doing? Your cloud?
Just a minute, Chad.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Because it's over the side and that's out over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house you go.
Okay.
Using the dark
Rossi
web.
Rossi was coming in with a question there, Chad. Just listen for other people that are going to say something. You can't.
Yes, and if anybody says anything, you stop. Yeah, and you stop no matter what. And then nobody says anything because everybody stopped. That's good.
Okay.
So what,
that's okay. We can have different drugs.
Yeah, what were you saying? What did you ask, Rossi? It seemed timely.
Is Snowden getting information from parallel worlds from people like San Martin, San Germain, from Mayotte, like from other worlds?
Okay, that goes back to Dead Man's Switch.
I remember that somehow.
Well, that's the code he posted.
Where's he getting his information from, Ion?
Upper Kingdom. South Babylon.
In other words, these biblical kingdoms overlap with today.
Well, they all do, Bob. That's why we were trying to make the point that they're sewn in and out. That's why string theory doesn't work.
Now, Chad, back to you. You had something to say?
Well, Rossi just asked if Snowden was accessing parallel worlds, which is good, and I was going to ask something sort of parallel to that. Is
okay.
Snowden accessing everyone's information through the dark web?
Well, you don't know what the dark web is exactly, because what you think it is not. But if you knew the right answer, you would say, oh, yes, that would be correct. And so we're going to adopt the thing you're going to find out in the future that says it is that, but it's not what you think it is today.
So
does Snowden have access to the thing?
Internet that connects.
Just a minute, Rossi.
Other worlds.
Chad, just a minute. Chad's developing his thing. Okay, go ahead, Chad.
Oh, we thought it only went one way, Bob. We're sorry.
Shut up.
Does Snowden have access? Does Snowden have access to the level of information that we were just talking about, where I would have access to everyone's cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Every number, everything, everything you do already. Every time you turn around, you find him something else, and you're head and shoulders above everything else going on, and you can't imagine how it is that you're always on the leading edge, and we don't know how it's set, but you're welcome.
So,
Chad, I am saying that you in particular have access to everything?
Yeah. They told me that back in 2011, too.
Yeah.
Who's laughing in the background? Is that Kate?
Yeah, it's Kate. He's listening in on the radio. It's 30 seconds
away. Yeah, sweet Kate.
He's laughing
sweet
at something
Kate.
30 seconds
sweet Kate. She can get it. That one, she can get it. Yep.
What's she laughing about?
She heard something 30 seconds ago because the Chief Radio web player is on a 30-second delay.
Is she the one who said I was a great DJ, or was that another Kate?
No, that's her.
So what are you saying, Chad? What's the next thought?
So Roxy was going to say something, and you stopped her. So she
okay, go ahead, Roxy.
How rude of you, Bob, to interrupt Roxy. Don't do that anymore. We don't make us tell you again, Bob.
I don't mind.
You don't mind.
I don't mind. I like multi-tracks.
Okay, so now let's talk about your sister going into the Middle Kingdom. Let's talk about your sister going into the Middle Kingdom.
Come on.
Your sister is
we'll
going
to
the Middle
Ion.
Kingdom. So this is what she's asking. It's what it asks. This is what that asks and answers.
What was your
That's
question, Rossi?
She's moving out of the Middle Kingdom, and her sister's moving into the Middle Kingdom, and that's why we're noticing this. We're noting this now.
Her sister's moving into it or out of it?
Yes, into it.
Sister's moving into it. Into Third Kingdom.
Middle Kingdom, not
that?
Third Kingdom. When you get Third Kingdom? Lord Jesus, suffering kid. You're going to send people to the edge of hell and then come back 100. It was the Third Kingdom. I wouldn't have written it down that way. My wordy words are righter than your wordy words. My left words are better than your best right words, because the left is right and right is left, and left three lefts make a right, and that's right. Yes. Called Edward R. Murrah now.
What about this power you say gaining?
You're gaining the power because you can't leave it as a void. When you were a little girl, they sapped the power from you to give it to your sister. That's how she became more chosen, more picked, more primed. And you were told that you were beautiful, and you are, and you were wonderful, and you are. and that men will lick your feet, and you don't like that, and then they'll clamor at you, and you're going to save the country because of your beauty and your glamour, so sit down and hush and just be smart, and we like you to be smart, but don't say anything. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, power is being theft from you, and there's conjures from the grimoire that lay out every one of them, and that's now been broken thanks to you. Your tenacity and the bumps that you've run into have caused nothing other to be the outcome. So enough. Enough. Now that's going to change. You said in the statement very clearly, why can't everybody have their power? They can, but you always had more than she. And that's been the rub in the family since your damn great aunt killed herself.
Your great aunt killed herself. That'd be one of the nubs. Did one of the nubs kill herself?
I think a sister of one of my grandmothers.
That's correct.
My grandmother,
that's correct.
She died on New Year's Eve. And we went, and she had a picture of a very beautiful woman. She looked like a Hollywood star. And I asked, who is that? And another aunt said, Esther, and she took the picture from me, and nobody answered. Nobody talked about that. And
oh, yeah, she didn't tell you. She didn't answer the question about who is she.
No, and I never heard that name or about that person. Mm. But,
now you know that she committed suicide, or that's the rumor?
Well, I asked my mother, because it's like I never heard that name, and I was very impressed. She really looked like a Hollywood star. My mother said she committed suicide and she died holding one of her sisters. And in the morning, they could not take her apart from her because she was already dead.
And that was the key. That was the key that started the brick that made your sister pull your power from you. And now it's starting to wane, and they do not know what to do because she's the popular one, remember?
Yes, but I never felt...
Be careful. You be careful. You be very careful what you ask for, my love. You asked for this, so this is what you receive.
Well, this, I want my power, but I don't want anybody else's power. I want
Bang.
My power.
Bang. That's why we're talking. So you want your power, in this case, back out of the Middle Kingdom. Excellent. Ooh, that's 968 in the grimoire. Dr. Dean, it's so wonderful.
What is that grimoire? Is that a particular book?
Sort of.
Well, there are many, many grimoires.
Well, what would 968 refer to?
The page number, Stilly Bob.
Yeah, but which grimoire?
This is Dr. Dean's grimoire?
But of course.
Who's that speaking?
This is Master Blaster, Pol Pot, Chop Chop.
Peepaw. It's Grandpa Peepaw. Go ahead. What you want to know about the Middle Kingdom? We're full of it today.
Ion, who else is out of the Middle Kingdom? Can you name some folks?
Paul Harvey.
Hey, Master Blaster, what's your human name, Master Blaster? What's your human
name? He gave the rest of the story.
What's your human name, Master Blaster? That's too
Brian,
much for me to
but there's
write.
So many.
Brian.
There's so many Brian.
So many Brian.
Bob. So I just go by, Pol Pot or Master Blaster. That's easier.
No, I'll put Brian China.
Yeah. Or you put Brian
nice
Cambodia.
Guy.
That's better.
Cambodia. That's right.
Me
love
B-R-Y-A-N.
You long time.
B-R-Y-A-N.
Yeah,
that's right.
We love you long time.
Do you know who Paul Harvey is, Brian?
The reporter, right, Ion?
Yeah.
The great speaker,
sort of,
reporter.
He's like a commentary. He's a commentarist.
Yeah, he would say that, and that's the rest of the story. He felt that he gave the...
Good day.
Yeah, he would say it like that.
He'd say page one, and then he'd go page two. It wasn't corny. It was the best thing you ever did. You'd have put him on CKLN, you'd still be on the damn radio.
Okay. You calm down, eh? Eh? Come on. Calm down.
Eh? It's yummy.
Yeah.
But it's Middle Kingdom shit, so what you going to do?
So Brian wants to know, Paul Harvey died, and he got out of the...
he did not die. He left the Middle Kingdom, that's all.
Why would he want to get out of the Middle Kingdom, Ion?
Because he spent a lot of time talking about how ridiculous and inappropriate everything is in every way, and how people go around the maypole, round and round and round and round. They set the world on fire, and then they wonder why it's burning. Then they call the fire department. The fire department don't come. Then the police start shooting people in the damn head, running around because they're in the road. Don't get in the road or we're going to shoot you in the head. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Police don't. Police don't. Shoot them in the head. Shoot them in the head. Anarchy breaks out. The kingdom starts fighting. The Minotaurs come out. Then the Maenads come out. And then the Necromancers come on. And then the Walking Dead gets up. And then all the Watchers have to leave. And then they turn around and can't get out of the kingdom. And then they start fighting. And then J.R.R. Tolkien's dreams do indeed come true. And they all come back to Sarn and blow their fucking selves up. That's why.
Is Paul Harvey in the, is he in the Upper Kingdom? Where's he at?
He is. Pasadena.
He is.
Okay, I'm bouncing you out there.
We're moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Now, Madeline, are you here to ask a question?
Your Middle King representative here today once and for all, to give you all the news that is news across the living, non-living nations. Back to you, Bob.
Let's see.
How you spell that, Bob? How you spell that? Is that a young, like it's delicious? You know, that's your Marshall McLuhan. What? Oh, no. You're Marshall McLuhan. Ugh.
Okay, Eliza, you have something to ask?
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling. How are you kicking it today?
Good. I wanted to ask, is my power in the Middle Kingdom?
I'm going to fuss about your white noise.
No, it's okay.
Oh.
It's all right.
It's okay?
It's all right. Yeah, you're
it is
clear.
Not. He's going to fuss. He's going to fuss.
Ah!
Okay, do it.
I'm not going to fuss you.
Okay. Since you're doing Middle Kingdom right now.
We're not doing Middle Kingdom, but every single question has been Middle Kingdom. It's like talking to Bert. We're going to talk about his genitalia sooner or later, but now we're being forced to talk about Bert's genitalia. It's ridiculous. There's nothing we can do. You won't get out of it. And then you come in and say, well, since we're talking about the Middle Kingdom, no, we're trying not to talk about the Middle Kingdom at all.
There's my power
there.
We're trying
to get you out
of
it.
Crazy,
now then Bob drips you back in and keeps dripping hot wax on you.
Your
don't want to talk about
over
hot
in
wax.
Maryland. It's over in Maryland, Eliza.
Wherever it is, I want it back.
Well, it's not anywhere. It's right beside you.
It's like the mouse in your pocket. The superfluous we.
Is there anything unique about the stone that the Statue of Liberty is made from?
Yes, it is. And it's a marker for when the water toe of the Statue of Liberty. Nabule.
Nabule?
No. Nabule.
Oh, what's that? Did you find out what the stone is, Eliza?
No, I looked it up. They just said that the statue was covered in copper, which over time turned into the green-looking material.
But you just asked Ion, what is a stone? Did he give you an answer?
No, he just said it's a marker. So there's nothing unique that the stone was made from, Ion? Like there's no white stone in it or nothing, no special stone in it?
There he is.
So there's some white stone in it?
No, he didn't say that. He just said there's something special, so you got to find out what that is.
I'd like to know what special tone. Oh, never mind. Did you put something up in the chat?
It's right there. Let me show you the compartment that's on the inside.
Okay. The pedestal. So you're showing us the pedestal, but the pedestal is not the statue. You're saying that there's something in the pedestal that is unique?
Yeah, it needs a crown, not a Statue of Liberty. What if you had a shape very similar to that, full of living water? Wouldn't that be cool, Bob?
Yes.
Can't wait for the living water.
But it's a special Stony Creek granite.
That's inside the pedestal?
Yes, that this pedestal is made of.
I think the pedestal was made here in the States.
Yes, by Richard Morris Hunt. And it is made of Stony Creek granite. It's like Dr. Ning's white mud.
So this Stony Creek granite has healing properties?
No, but the plaque on it, the base of the Statue of Liberty reads, which is on the stone, give me your tired because we're going to kill them. Give me your poor because we're going to do away with them. Let's move the huddled masses yearning to go breathe free in the gas chamber, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. We're going to get rid of them. Send these. The homeless, the tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. It's the Bob's golden door.
And that quote was by Emma Lazarus?
Lazarus. Emma Lazarus. It comes from the New Colossus. Don't you know things? The New Colossus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's one of the seven wonders.
Fuck no, that's just made up by copper shit from La Boulay. It's just leftover copper. When copper got so high, they started to take the Statue of Liberty down and sell it for parts, Bob. But now the face we want.
To know what is about the face that you want.
Not the face, the base.
Oh, the pedestal?
Pedestal, yes.
And that's because of the Stony Creek granite? Are you going to use it for other purposes?
Well, we can't say that. Bob won't let us. We speak out of turn. He puts us back in the little room, and we don't like it. It's very dark. Very dark in the little room. We don't like it in the little room. He's kind of mean to us, y'all. He's kind of mean to us sometimes. He's kind of mean to us. He puts us in the little room.
Stop,
it's bad.
Bob.
And he makes us, he won't let us have RNA drops, but he makes us take too much magnesium.
That's right. It's all true.
So we don't want to break any rules. We don't want to say anything wrong. We don't do anything out of bounds. We want to do everything we're supposed to do. Because we want to do it the right way. We just want to sexually get Joe out of the Middle Kingdom and let him come for the resurrection. The resurrection of Bob. Let's get the wind to blow. Even the breeze blows through Death Valley sometimes, Bob.
So when the water comes up to the toe of the Statue of Liberty,
It's going to cover the toe of the Statue of Liberty.
Is that statue ever going to be removed, or is it going to be there?
It'll probably fall.
So when it falls, is that when you have plans for the Stony Creek granite for the base? Because the statue has to be off that for you to, I mean, ideally, the statue would be off the pedestal so the base can be used.
And you do realize it's 305 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. And without that, it's 151 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Liza, I got to take a break here in case Ion drops off or leaves. In a fit.
Nah, he's going to put us in a little room. He's going to put us in a little room. Don't let him do it.
Yeah, I won't. I just want to get Sheila. I promise Sheila she could get in and ask a question. Go ahead, Sheila.
Oh.
Hi, Bob. Hi,
Ian. Hey, honey. How you feeling? You have some Middle Kingdom queries today? We sure hope not.
Oh, I haven't been following. I don't know what that means.
We don't either. We just woke up. We woke up and a little constipated ourselves. It happens.
Yeah, Charlie won radio show of the year last night, so I'm a little hungover.
You're well.
What? For Southern Charlotte? What do you mean he won it? What, for the whole country up against Rush Limbaugh? What? Give us
the
parameters.
He's a good American. She likes the opiates, but
when did you get to interview Carolyn? Sheila? We're on his fucking case, man. He's supposed to interview Carolyn. When's he going to do that?
Let's not bring up Charlie around me, Sheila. Don't bring him up around
okay.
me. Get to
all right,
question.
All right, I'm sorry. Delete that.
Careful, he'll put you in a little room like he does us.
Yeah, I put him in a little room.
We are traveling next week, and we are going a few places. We're going to the Gardner Museum in Boston, where the Rembrandt was stolen and those paintings were stolen. And I was just wondering, are there any particular rooms that would be of great interest?
The garden room.
To you? The garden rooms?
Garden rooms, yeah.
What about those rooms in particular will be striking?
The southernmost views.
So the views lead to an alternate world, another world?
No.
Can you describe what I'll see when I view that view?
Why don't you go to Boston?
Well, we are going to Boston. Is that not Boston where the Gardner Museum is?
No, you want to go to the Peabody Essex Museum.
And specifically, what do I want to view there?
But now we're getting somewhere. But it's kind of sad because we're kind of leading the witness, you see. Okay, let's give us a little rundown. If you go to the JFK Museum and Library, you go to the very back corner and go into the little room, then you can find mm-hmm. out a lot of things that you need to know. But specifically the Peabody Essex Museum, that's it's East India Square in Salem. Salem is important because it gets you somewhere. All right, and they have some very interesting little positions that you can see. Look at the way it's kind of modern, which is kind of ridiculous and all that kind of crap. But they have some agate where things were frozen, stacks and runs that kind of run through the center of it. It's like an eyeglass, sky glass thing. You get in the very, very, very center of it, you can see things.
And the Peabody Essex Museum is in Salem or is in Boston?
It's in Salem. The zip code is 01970. You need the phone number? It's 866-745-1876. It's great.
I just pulled it up. It looks very nice. And what about the Public Library? Okay. The Boston Public Library. There's some John Singer Sargent murals there.
Yes, there are. There are, but they're on the lower level. Go to look at the things in a lower level. Are you going to Cambridge? You got to go to the MIT Museum. You can see what Ched works on. And what about the Harvard Museum of Natural History? That would be great fun, too.
The Harvard Museum or the Harbor Museum?
Harvard Museum of Natural History. But here's where you've got to go if you don't go anywhere else. There's only one mm-hmm. place that you've got to go. It's the Isabella mm-hmm. Stewart Gardner Museum of Art.
That's where I was planning on going.
You have to go there. You have to go there. You can't
good.
Go anywhere but there. You must go there. Okay. Now, when you go in the front door, you got flanks uh-huh. left and right. You go straight, as straight as you can. Okay, as far as you can. It's within like a house. It's a museum, but it's like a little house. So the house is as much to see as the art.
Right.
So there's some compartments there. Okay? Now, we want to get you side.
You want to get me what?
We want to get you all the way through it, and it's challenging because you get stuck. We don't want you stuck.
Yeah. You mean by all the shiny things I see?
No. Slippage inside the building.
How can I avoid the slippage?
We'll let you know.
Okay, is there any more about that museum before I ask my next question?
Maybe. We say we're going to give it to you, but we got to make sure you accept it because you're careful. and you're very exact. If we said jump off the river, you damn jump, and we like that, but we stand up, we can't just be glib. Well, Peggy Fogelman just doesn't know what she's doing, so we can't direct you outside of what she says, and she's not even the director yet, but she's going to be. But don't park on Evans Way. Do you understand?
Well, we're not driving there. We're taking the
okay, don't.
T.
Well, don't Go park on Evans Way.
Gotcha.
This is horrible. He's putting all kinds of rules on your trip. I mean, just making you all suspicious.
What should I have for lunch there,
I can see you driving Charlie. Charlie, no, turn left,
they make a pee. They make a pee. Well, you're stuck in the fucking Middle Kingdom. You better be careful or you'll die there. So, all right with us.
We don't even know what the Middle Kingdom is, buddy.
Go to the Renzo Piano Wing. There is a little shop where you can eat like this. It's like this bean sprout pita thing. Charlie won't like it because it's not meat, but it's like veggie things that are good.
Well, I usually go towards the meat myself, but okay. And what about Newport? We want to go into one of the mansions there. I was thinking of the Breakers. Is there one particular mansion that would be more blissful or joyous or beneficial for me? Or educational? I don't know. That's a bad word.
But there's a jillion of them.
The whole trip's going to be a disaster. You're not going to learn anything. You're going to be saying, what do you do that for when you get back? And you go back to, and Charlie go back on the radio. His only love is to be on the radio, and you'll stay home and paint eyebrows or something.
Make sure you do the cliff walk.
And is there one mansion that would be you would recommend more than others to go inside?
Well, we favor the Marble House, but Rosecliff is good, Rough Point's good, Hunter House is great, and you're probably going to have the most fun in the Elms. And Ochre Court's not bad, but it's kind of not doing what you want to do. Hunter House, you can skip that shit. That's kind of ridiculous.
I don't think I've been in the Elms ever.
That's the point.
That'll be fun.
Dems is way bigger than the Breakers. It's more elegant.
Really?
And make sure you give a ton of, hell yeah. Make sure you give a bunch of attention. Now, also, you can also go to the other side from Bellevue Avenue. That's very nice, too. It's pretty yummy.
You mean for walking?
Yeah. And the rear entrance. No, walking. But if you walk around, that's like a big thing. So then you got the rear entrance. You really got to look at the portico. Spend a lot of time in the portico.
Rear entrance of the Elms?
Yes. And don't forget, and you are going to Rosecliff, too. That won't be as much fun.
Ian's stuck in Boston. We got to get Ian out of Boston. He's getting lost in the streets and byways and the details of the place.
No, these are houses that she's going to see that she wants to get set up.
And you
That's
know
in
a
Newport.
Lot of
it's not Boston.
Oh, Newport, yes. The Great Gatsby, right? Go see his place.
Yeah. Which one was his place? That's a private house, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And Ultra Court is okay. Those are the main ones that you kind of play to, but it's kind of like, okay. It's the Gilded Age of, guess what? The Middle fucking Kingdom.
Hey, Sheila, when are you going to get
into take us out of the Middle Kingdom.
We're trying.
Sheila, when are you
going to
get into some in-depth questions? With Ion. The big picture. None of this personal stuff. When are you going to do it, Sheila? I dare you. You won't do it. See, you won't do it. You won't ask about the neutrino. See, if you asked, you might evoke a whole different a bunch of answers than we get from other people. But no, you have to ask about your painting and your lost paintbrush and your missing white stone and your trip to someplace. Come on, Sheila.
Well, to me, the trip is big picture.
No,
It's all about you. You think you're you.
No.
You don't know you're everybody else.
It's about the lepton. It's about the lepton.
Yeah, the lepton. Turn left. The lepton.
No, lepton. And it's the gravity, the weak interaction, that you have with your world and where you are. So you have to change the mass. Change the mass.
Change the mass?
Mass.
No, change the mass of the lepton.
Lepton.
One of the particles. Yeah, that's a subatomic particle. See, we're getting into it. I've gotten you into a whole new bunch of fucking knowledge here, Sheila.
See, because the history doesn't have any charge, but it does, because that's what you're going to is doing the history. See, you don't know the direction. You don't know the direction of the lepton, so a neutrino can go back or forth or up or down. So depending on its charge or what it's drawn to. Doesn't matter how much it is or less it is. That's what's going to get you into these mansions and into these places and these things. So you can go a trillion miles beyond the ghostly particles that don't even interact with this world at all, but yet it's in your hand.
Awesome. Now look at that, Sheila. Now you're getting somewhere. Your life is useful. We're learning about the lepton thanks to your particular bias.
Well, that's interesting. History has no charge, but it does.
No.
No, it doesn't, or it does.
He said, no, no, it doesn't.
Okay, two scientists walk into a bar. They say, I'll have H2O, the first says. I'll have H2O2, says the second. The second man dies.
Because it was hydrogen peroxide ion, is that right?
Two.
So, Sheila, okay, you went into subatomic particle. You see how it applies, Sheila? Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Yeah.
Develop it.
Yeah, because being absolute zero is okay with you.
Yeah, being absolute zero is okay with you, Sheila. You got zero stage cancer.
I think I've lost an electron. Are you sure? Are you sure? Yes, I'm positive.
It's a comedy hour.
It was in a TV show in Ray Donovan. His wife got diagnosed with zero stage cancer. they were warning her she might get cancer, so she had to have her treatment. It's sick, man.
Yeah, Higgs Boson walks into the church and says, "You can't have a mass without me." Use chromosomes in your advertisements, Bob, because you know sex sells. So tell us, why did a chicken cross the Möbius strip?
Why,
to get to the same side. You know why that brought up? Because we're stuck in the Middle Kingdom. There are 10 kinds of people in this world. Those who understand binary and those who don't.
I'll get an email tomorrow from some schmug who say, I went to the Wikipedia page, or the joke page, and just started reading jokes out the Wikipedia. I'll get that email tomorrow.
This is Ion in the Velvet Lounge.
Specifically, on 32nd and Elm in the Middle Kingdom.
Now, Sheila, doesn't Charlie tell jokes or mime or do mimicking or something all the time?
Yes.
So he's doing Charlie. He's becoming Charlie the more you sit here. You got to play these to Charlie.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
What do you think? Should we keep him or get rid of him? What do you think?
I'm very happy.
Still, you want to? You want to? It's good?
Yeah.
You're being right? You're doing right. Uh-huh. One step and he's gone. One step.
I won't take that step.
Yeah, then you better get right. Already in his access to good foundational garments are in the wings.
Well, it's funny because he's been wearing some foundational garments in his play.
Mm-mm. Okay, that's fun. It's interesting, though. He is kind of glib, though, as far as glibness goes, but it's all right, I guess. It suits you. It's all right with us.
So I put in the notes, Ian gives a report on Sheila's Charlie. So he's giving a quarterly report. So if you run, that's it, Sheila? You have nothing more to say?
Kind of just speechless. I mean, that Ian's on a wow. That was fun.
Okay. You don't know what a beta particle emission is. You got to know when the neutron decays into a proton, electron, or an anti-neutrino. You got to have a half spin. The hat's pin is what you're trying to note.
Pretty impressive, eh, Brian? Master Blaster, for this knowledge that I am spewing out.
Oh, Lord.
Ion, what happens when we change?
It's in the fucking Wikipedia.
I just fucking suckered Ion. He just admitted he uses the Wikipedia.
No, we have to put it in Wikipedia more times than not, because we come up with stuff that isn't yet, and then you find it, and then nobody believes it. That wasn't on the lucky box. I checked everywhere. There's not on the Googler. If it's not in the Googler, you can't be talking about it. So now we have to put it in the fucking Googler so we can tell you what solar neutrinos are. We can tell you what solar neutrinos are. They weren't. Now they are. And so it's kind of like, okay. And then you start talking about how they oscillate between flavors and flight. Well, that doesn't happen either, because there's no beta decay. You can't have beta decay, and it doesn't work. So you have to lay all that shit out so they can see it, so you have any CP violations that those sectors can't hold. Then that's when you have antineutrinos, which are very different. They're not sterile. But then you have the different flavors of the double beta decay and the neutrino-less. But you got to come into those, otherwise you'll never have hot, dark matter.
Now, Brian, can you imagine if Ken Wilber was here? How would he react to this ranting? He probably wouldn't be able to do it. He'd just be dumbfounded, right?
No, he would flip out and say this is bullshit, and Ion doesn't know what it's talking about, and then Ion would blow its mind, right, Ion?
Yeah,
we don't know what we're talking about. We, unlike you all, are not stuck in the Middle Kingdom.
Okay, Ion, get us unstuck today. We want to get out of the fucking Middle Kingdom. Get us out. Take us out. Warp speed.
Okay. No, he won't do that. You're making a mistake by identifying with the problem. Just say you're not involved.
Right, so we'll talk about something else. And what is the weight of the antimatter?
Ion, wait. Let's ask about Ken Wilber. Can you talk about Ken Wilber's metaphysics, Ion?
You want to?
Yeah, let's. You can quote him. You can discuss. Does he know something that William Irwin Thompson, his rival, doesn't know?
Are you talking about Earl? We call him Earl. Earl had to die.
Earl is Wilbur or Bill Thompson?
Ken Wilber the second.
Oh, you call him Earl.
We like Earl
okay.
better. It's just a brief history of everything. It's a brief history of everything, Bob.
That's one of his books. Sex, Ecology, and Spirituality. It's another book. Carry on. Just discuss him in some way. Critique him.
Oh,
what did he
He's got an integral theory. He's trying to convince Shambhala Publications to make him be something someday. But it's not working out yet.
Very good. That's accurate. Very good there, Ryan. Shambhala's one of those New Age publishers.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last night. These New Age publishers came up, and you tried to say that they were all PhD professors and had university publications. But no, they got pulled into the whole New Age team.
Oh, Shambhala's on another level than Louise Hay.
Well, I can't tell. We can't tell. It's all some dick-sucking Don Edward Beck bullshit that you can't ever get out of. You ever read one of the books that's supposed to change you forever? It's some geopolitical advisor that's trying to focus you in some kind of psychology of an evolutionary psychology that brings you into some big thing. Lord Suffering Cat. Fatha Sharif is about as important.
You got Jeremy Carter books. You got Shambhala books. You got Louise Hay books. What are you doing, Master Blaster? Do you think you have the right to just butt in all the time?
Well, Ken Wilber was connected with Adi Da. What happened with their relationship, Ion? Did Adi Da fuck up or what?
No, he got it right and called him on it.
That's Baba Free John got it right and called Ken on it. Is that the way you read that sentence, Ion?
Yep.
Okay, ask another question, Master Blaster, about that.
Did Adi Da get out of the Middle Kingdom? Was he enlightened or awakened or ascended?
Not yet.
So he's still stuck.
Stuck like Chuck.
What insight did Adi Da or Baba Free John get back in the late 60s that made him go become this cult leader?
He was a shrimper. He was a shrimper with Bubba Gump.
What's that?
Bubba Gump.
Well, his name was Bubba Gump.
Bubba Free John.
Yeah. Bubba Free John.
And you said he was a shrimper. He worked on the boats? Shrimp boats
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
No, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, that was one of Adidas' other names. It was Bubba Free John.
I know. I've written already written it down, but he's
yeah.
going Bubba Frump.
You can barbecue
says,
it. You can boil it. You can broil it. You can bake it. You can sauté it. They, you can have shrimp kebabs. They shrimp Creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, soup shrimp, soup shrimp, stew shrimp, salad shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burgers and a shrimp sandwich. It's all kinds of
shrimp sandwich.
Great shrimp dishes. And bubblegum shrimp.
And he worked on a shrimp boat?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was his friend. He bought stock in a fruit company.
Bob, you know that's from Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah,
what is?
Forrest Gump.
His really given name was Benjamin Buford Blue, but people called him Bubba.
Bubba.
There's a Bubba Gump shrimp restaurant here in Charleston.
Dude, have you been down to the Lady and Sons lately? They're doing a new menu.
No, well, that's Savannah. I'm in Charleston now, Ian.
I know, but that's reason to go.
Okay. No, I haven't actually been there for a while.
Did you like it? Don't eat the buffet.
Hey, Sheila, no. We're trying to stay focused on, you know, relevant fucking topics.
But he was doing... He was
I know.
Doing
you say, don't go along with them. Say, fuck the restaurant. I don't like restaurants. Do something like that. Help us
oh,
stay on
God,
topic
this is
here.
Fun.
Yeah, we're trying,
so
we're trying
you,
to get Ken. What did Ken Wilber assess Bubba Free John about and said, oh, I'm distancing myself from Bubba Free John. What was the issue that turned Ken off?
No, Bubba Gump. Bubba
yeah,
Free
Bubba
John,
Gump.
Bubba Gump. It's about shrimp, yeah. Shrimp. We talk about shrimp.
Yeah, yeah, don't do that. What
oh,
is the intellectual
okay, we won't.
Metaphysical
we promise we won't.
Argument?
We won't do it anymore. We promise we won't
yeah.
do it anymore.
Listen,
we won't.
The,
don't metaphysical, put it back in a little box.
What
don't
is the metaphysical
the
fucking
right.
argument between Ken and Bubba? Gump.
Shrimp.
he got you good.
It, bastard.
We already
you
said
get to rant on about subatomic particles when you want to.
It's a crustacean. It's a crustacean.
So what? You never
that's
get
what's the
it.
Difference. That's the difference. That's the difference in them. It's
between
a crustacean.
Between what? Between what?
Bubba and Bubba.
Between Ken Wilber.
No, let him answer. Did he go Bubba and Bubba? Was that him? Or was
yeah,
that
between Bubba and Bubba, yes.
Okay,
one
what
is
do you think
Bubba,
his,
what you said,
what
and the other one is Bubba Gump.
His book, Ken Wilber's book, Sex, Ecology, and Spirituality, what did he leave out? What's it missing?
The subject. There's no subject to it. It's all spiritual insight, but doesn't apply to anything that's physical, so it doesn't help you anything. It just takes some woo-woo, wah-wah-wah, woo-woo-woo that doesn't get you anywhere.
Bubba, wah-wah-woo.
So instead of jumping
Bubba,
in.
Wah-wah.
Instead of jumping in, yes, go on.
Instead of just jumping in.
Okay, well, I'll write that down. That's good. Now, maybe Bert. Is that you, Bert? There's Chad. No, Bert?
Hey.
Did you enjoy the last 10 minutes, Chad?
Yeah. I like all the Forrest Gump rant that I went on. Hey, Angela, are you here?
Yeah.
Hello, Angela.
Hi.
I understand you're a changed person. You're a totally
I'm a
different
changed person. My nephew's saying hi. He's listening into the Come of God as well.
Your nephew's listening.
Yeah, he's interested in becoming a god. He's used to playing video games all the time.
You mean the video game? Tell him that?
Yeah, he's learning everything about video games. So.
The video game tells him to be a god?
Yeah, there are loads of god games at the moment. And Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty, there's loads of games. But there's god games too.
How come you still got your accent? Aren't you a cosmopolitan person by now? You've been all over the world. What's wrong?
I have a Carlo accent.
You got an accent. Why do you still have an Irish accent?
originals. That's my accent.
You never thought about it, did you? Part of your hidden ground.
No.
You never questioned it.
It's because she's back in Ireland, so
yeah, you have to speak the lingo, Bob. Yeah, you have to speak the lingo, otherwise people won't understand what you're saying. So.